Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
I'm feeling particularly chipper today, I must say.
Good. Awesome. We've been going through the health education section of the Life Enthusiast Co-op website at life-enthusiast.com, and we're coming up to one of what I know is to be one of your favorite topics, particularly when it comes to minerals, a very, very important and misunderstood mineral. And before we jump into that, I just wanted to let you know of a recent article that appeared in the international news, and because there's a couple parts of this that I want to get your opinion on, one of which I think underlines the importance of this particular mineral, and the other underlines how governments react to solve these types of problems. So what the international news said was, according to the Director of General Health, I'm not going to try and say his name, this was from India, iodine deficiency affects children's mental growth. So basically they said that this deficiency affects the mental growth of children, making them dull-minded. And it also creates gynecological complications, which result in abortions and other problems for expectant mothers. So I thought that was very interesting. And, of course, what their solution was, as this was happening in India, was to take salt and add iodine to that salt. So they wanted everyone to eat processed salt with added iodine. So I just wanted to start us off right there. And what can we tell the government of India?
Well, hallelujah, you know, good idea, indeed. I mean, there's nothing more frustrating than a woman who can't carry a pregnancy to term. I mean, I knew a couple, before I got into this business, I knew a couple, they had 6 miscarriages, some of them at 3 months, some of them at 4, and some of them at 5 months pregnancy.
That's terrible.
Yeah, and really, it's, you know, such a stupid, simple thing, iodine deficiency. And actually, since that time, I found out that iodine deficiency affects women in general, in the sense that the PMS symptoms that that we remember so well, you know that joke about you know what the difference is between a woman with PMS and a terrorist?
No, what's the difference?
You can negotiate with a terrorist.
Oh
yeah, deep one. And this is not even funny, because it actually happens like that. There are so many women that suffer, you know, these horrendous emotional run-ups to the period, and bloatiness, and tender sore breasts, and fibrocystic breasts, and on and on and on, all these horrendous symptoms. And yes, you know, it can be corrected with iodine, and yes, it could be corrected with just iodine added to salt, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the chemical route. It's not all that healthy, but it's better than what we have.
Yeah. Well, the article went on to say that more than 50% of the population of Pakistan is at risk of iodine deficiency disorders, and the survey that they did showed that malnutrition is a widespread problem that has negative implications for development, because it's an essential micronutrient required for normal body growth, mental development, and physical well-being. And they went on to say that 2.1 million children being born in Pakistan may have mental impairment because of this deficiency. There was a high risk of mental and physical retardation, poor school performance due to low IQs, as well as learning disabilities. And it's amazing to me that if this could just be, you know, a few drops of iodine solves this problem. I mean, that's just amazing.
That's right, amazing. And guess what? 90% of the American children are iodine deficient.
As well.
Yeah, how about that, let's just say that some number, half of all the mental retardation that we suffer here at school, you know, in America, are caused by iodine deficiency.
So what the international news said was, according to the Director of General Health, and I'm not going to try and say his name, this was from India, iodine deficiency affects children's mental growth. So basically they said that this deficiency affects the mental growth of children, making them dull-minded. And it also creates gynecological complications, which result in abortions and other problems for expectant mothers. So I thought that was very interesting. And of course, what their solution was, as this was happening in India, was to take salt and add iodine to that salt. So they wanted everyone to eat processed salt with added iodine. So I just wanted to start us off right there. And what can we tell the government of India?
Well, hallelujah, you know, good idea, indeed. I mean, there's nothing more frustrating than a woman who can't deliver, or never mind deliver, carry a pregnancy to term. I mean, I knew a couple, before I got into this business, I knew a couple, they had 6 miscarriages, some of them at 3 months, some of them at 4, and some of them at 5 months pregnancy.
That's terrible.
Yeah. And really, it's, you know, such a stupid, simple thing, iodine deficiency. And actually, since that time, I found out that iodine deficiency affects women in general, in, you know, in the sense that the PMS symptoms that that we remember so well, you know that joke about, you know, what the difference is between a woman with PMS and a terrorist?
No, what's the difference?
You can negotiate with a terrorist.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, deep one. And this is not even funny, because it actually happens like that. There are so many women that suffer, you know, these horrendous emotional run-ups to the period, and bloatiness, and tender, sore breasts, and fibrocystic breasts, and on and on and on, all these horrendous symptoms. And yes, you know, it can be corrected with iodine, and yes, it could be corrected with just iodine added to salt, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the chemical route. It's not all that healthy, but it's better than what we have.
Yeah. Well, the article went on to say that more than 50% of the population of Pakistan is at risk of iodine deficiency disorders, and the survey that they did showed that malnutrition is a widespread problem that has negative implications for development because it's an essential micronutrient required for normal body growth, mental development, and physical well-being. And they went on to say that 2.1 million children being born in Pakistan may have mental impairment because of this deficiency. There was a high risk of mental and physical retardation, poor school performance, due to low IQs as well as learning disabilities. And it's amazing to me that if this could just be, you know, a few drops of iodine solves this problem. I mean, that's just amazing.
That's right, amazing. And guess what? 90% of the American children are iodine deficient.
As well.
Yeah, how about that, let's just say that some number, half of all the mental retardation that we suffer here at school, you know, in America, are caused by iodine deficiency. And so we could prevent a whole lot of trouble by supplementing iodine, but we have these pathetic, idiotic rules set out by the American Health Commission called the RDA. You know, they set the RDA, recommended daily allowance, at elimination of symptoms. I mean, all of the RDAs are just freaking idiotic system. You know, I just think of it, my male fighter syndrome rises. I want to go out and punch someone. Anyway, the point is this: they have set the RDA for iodine at elimination of symptoms of goiter.
Right.
Now, goiter is something that is you will see that in people, this enlarged thyroid gland at the neck. And, you know, once you start watching for it, you'll see all kinds of people on television or around you with this enlarged, it's the shape of a butterfly. It's not right at the center, but it's to the side of the of the Adam's apple, just below it, on both sides.
Okay.
And so you will see this swollen area on people. Many have it. And those are in complete deficiency of iodine. They need it so bad. The other symptom of iodine deficiency is gap between teeth, and the third one is thinning hair.
Oh, great!
Sorry, brother. No, your thinning hair is caused by so many things. We don't even know where to start. No, you know, the male pattern baldness. That's another thing altogether.
Right.
But anyway. They set this at, like, you know, minuscule dosage that will simply keep you from getting goiter, which is like a sign of a real trouble. The real dosage should be something like 100 times higher than the RDA.
And, you know, when you talk about the RDA, there's a sphere aspect to that, too, where it's like, oh, you know, I don't want to take more than the recommended daily allowance because maybe it's going to harm me.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, maybe it's toxic.
Yeah, and you hear about that with, like, vitamin C and Linus Pauling, and he wanted to take mega doses, and people kept saying, oh, but if you take that much vitamin C, you're going to, you know, whatever. And,
yeah.
Of course, the guy lives almost forever, right?
Yes.
So.
Yeah, it's very frustrating to me to watch all of this. But what do I do, huh?
Well, we get out and we tell people, get your iodine.
That's right.
Yeah. So what does iodine do in the body? Like, we've talked a little bit about the results of not having it, right? You know, low IQs, you know, slow development, that sort of thing, miscarriages and abortions. But, you know, how does it work?
Oh, complicated thing. The iodine needs to be in the right form, and it needs to be in the right quantity. And so we do want to be getting the iodine in as natural a form as possible. Iodine tends to come out as I2, as in same way as oxygen is an O2, two atoms of iodine will react with one another and turn it into molecular iodine from atomic. And atomic iodine is readily absorbable to the human body. It's in an ionic state, but the molecular iodine is much less so. So the better form would be something like potassium iodide, which is known as the Ki, K for potassium, I for iodide. And there's an old remedy called Lugol's solution, which is, I don't know if you still remember it, it's a purple iodine tincture that in our early days, that was just the most common remedy for everything. You would use it on injuries, you would use it to detoxify water, you would use it to prevent infections. Not in your family, huh?
No, I'm not familiar with it at all. My mom would put iodine on scrapes and bruises and stuff, but
there it goes.
All ever any other? It was red.
Yeah, color. Well, I call it purple, but all right.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it was purple.
So anyway, that sort of thing is less and less popular because nobody's advertising it. I went and I bought myself 4-ounce bottle of it for $10.
Okay.
Now that's probably about a lifetime supply. So
what was it? Just for our listeners who like me may have just missed what that was called. Yeah, so for our listeners that might have missed, what do you call that product again?
It's the Lugol's solution, L-U-G-O-L, apostrophe S.
Solution. And yep. You could get that in the pharmacy section of the grocery store, or?
Oh, maybe. I went to my dispensing pharmacy and talked to the pharmacist and said, hey, I want some. And he looked at me, and I said, what? And he says, well, you know, this is now a controlled substance. Did you know that iodine is used for the manufacture of meth, you know, crystal meth?
Oh.
And I said, no, I didn't. So it's now controlled, and they want to only hand out small amounts of it and want to know who you are before they give it to you.
Oh.
Ah, ouch, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, so the most common application of this thing would be to paint a purple patch on your skin, you know, something like 2 inches by 2 inches. And if by the next morning that thing is gone, clearly your body's hungry for it and wants it, paint another one. And keep doing it until your body no longer takes it up. So that's the less than natural. The next best thing that we have is the atomic iodine, which is also known as atomidine or seodine or nascent, N-A-S-C-E-N-T, iodine. And there's a whole lot of literature coming forward now in the alternative health field describing just how important the iodine is. So we have it in our cart as the seodine.
Okay.
And it sells for $20 for a half-ounce bottle. That thing will last for months and months and months. You only need 2 to 4 drops of this per day. So easy.
Okay. So, and is it possible to overdose on the iodine? Like, what happens if you took too much?
Yes, it is possible to overdose. That would be unpleasant. I wouldn't want to do that to anyone. Well, it would create some hyperthyroid function. Your eyes would start bulge out of your head, and you would be feeling hyper all the time, and you would be, like your metabolism would be over revving. I think you'd be feeling sort of like me right now. No, just joking. It's a concern, you know. Yeah, you definitely do not want to have too much of it.
Okay, but so if you were all of a sudden taking too much of it, would you have some indications before your eyes started bulging out?
I don't remember. I'm sorry, I don't know everything about everything. So this is the one that I'm not sure on. Do you have any literature on that?
No. I'm actually just quite curious. But and we're talking about a massive amount before you'd be in any danger of overdosing, right?
Yes. Yes.
And particularly when you talk about putting that patch on, I can see that, you know, put a 2-inch by 2-inch square patch on my thigh or something, it's gone in the morning, I'll do it again, it's gone in the morning, I'll do it again, it's not gone, I wouldn't bother.
That's right.
So that seems like a pretty good way to do it to me.
Easy enough. Or if you want to go the natural route, which is what we would normally do, you just get yourself some superfoods, like the Exola superfoods that we so carefully make and talk about a lot.
Yeah.
And we put a very meaningful amount of sea plants in it. You know, we use kelp and dulse, and these things are rich in iodine from the oceans. That's where you get it. You get it from seafood, and you get it from sea plants, like kelp, dulse, bladder wrack, you know, like the nori that's wrapped around your sushi rolls and stuff like that, right?
Well, one of the things we were talking about before we went on the air was the fact that iodine deficiency is pretty well non-existent in Japan.
That's right. They actually, a typical Japanese person consumes about 100 times of what typical American will consume.
Right. So
not only do they eat,
sorry,
I spoke as you did. Not only do they eat seafood, they put sea plants into their diets, but they also fertilize their gardens with kelp. I mean, they just, you know, they get the kelp on the seashore and then they pile it into their gardens in the fall and dig it in.
Right.
A friend of mine who's in Victoria, coastal British Columbia, she's been growing a garden, phenomenal organic garden, and she would load stuff into her pickup truck and haul it into the garden and throw it in there. And I tell you, the lunches there, you couldn't understand why the stuff tastes so great, but the kelp was part of it.
Right, right. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So, you know, we also have it in the Topically Everything by Twilight, where we mix it with the magnesium. So we have a product all in one. You know, the Topically Everything is a phenomenal supplement. You spray on the magnesium, and at the same time, you're getting the benefits of the kelp extract and the alfalfa extract. So you're getting the minerals from the sea and minerals from the ground.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal product, and we sell nowhere near enough of it because people just don't understand it. It's simple.
Mm-hmm. You just spray it on your skin, and the skin absorbs it.
That's right. I actually use it as a deodorant as well, you know, like, so when I get out of the shower, I just one spray into each armpit and four sprays on my belly and rub it in, and there I go, ready to take on the world.
Nice.
Yeah, so it, you know, it calms me down, which is good. I need calming.
Right, right.
And it feeds me with minerals. The other one that we have is the Transderma magnesium gel that's thickened with the seaweed extract. So again, you're getting the iodine supplementation right there.
Right, right.
And finally, for people who are really in serious trouble, and we have run into some, you know, with, I mean, some people have problems with their thyroid. It wouldn't matter how much iodine you supplement them, it's not going to work because the signaling mechanism is broken. And that happens when you end up with bromine. You know, when you ingest bromine gets into the receptor sites in the thyroid, blocks them, and causes the thyroid to not hear the signaling from the iodine. So that becomes a real mess. And I'm again, you know, the industrial food processing is the cause of this trouble because they have started using bromine as an additive to the flour in the making of the bread and pasta. Because the industrial size kneading machines, kneading as in KN eating machines, they function better or they get better result when they add bromine to the flour.
Oh, okay.
And bromine is bad news in our bodies. So if you're eating commercially made bread, ouch, you're putting yourself at risk. But we already talked about that. Just about anything commercially made that's in the middle of the store is bad news, right?
That's right. How to shop.
Yeah, how to shop. Go to your farmer's market. If you can't find farmer's market, go to the organic counters of your specialty grocer. If you can't go there, okay, well, take regular produce. But
only as a last resort, folks.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a clip from the Oprah show. She had some fellow who's famous for you know, promoting healthy living, and the two of them were shopping at Costco, and I'm thinking, yep, perfect. Yeah, the Mexican strawberries, they are for sure guaranteed organic. You know, there are a few vegetables or a few pieces of produce that are bad news, right? Like grapes, the berries, like strawberries, green peppers, and what's the last one? Oh, carrots, right? Carrots are famous for the diazinon. So those are the things that you better be buying organic.
Well, that's all good to know because I didn't realize about the carrots.
Yeah, that's diazinon for you. That's the same thing that's used for stripping the jungle in the Agent Orange, right? Mm. They actually use it to inhibit the worms. I certainly hope that I didn't say something that's not true, but this is what I read out there on the internet. I better go and double-check my sources. So, but anyway, the truth of the carrots and diazinon, that's a fact. So you got me pretty excited about iodine.
Right. Well, you know, when you look at the comparison between the United States and Japan, where you, particularly with something like breast cancer, where in the United States it's the highest in the world, and in Japan, until very recently, it's the lowest in the world, and you look at the Japanese women who come from Japan and adopt that Western lifestyle, automatically, with no, it should be no surprise to anybody that they have a higher rate of breast cancer compared with those that stayed in Japan and consumed seaweed. So in the United States, life expectancy is 77.5 years sort of thing, 48th in the 226 countries, and it's 81 and a quarter years in Japan, the highest of all industrial countries, and pretty close to the top of the list. So and infant mortality in Japan is the lowest in the world, which comes back to what we were saying at the beginning about the impact that iodine has on childbearing.
Right, the pregnancy and also the early child development, especially the mental aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, anyway, I could probably talk for another hour, but I think we've used up our 20-minute time slot, haven't we?
Yeah, we're well into 25 minutes.
So let's. I think we need to do another show on it, because I'm going to be telling you about all the reasons why you want to have it.
Awesome. I think that is certainly a very important topic, and we need to delve into it in more detail.
Yeah.
So, Martin, for those people listening who want to head over to the Life Enthusiast Co-op website and check out some of these iodine products that you've mentioned, do you have any incentive for them? Sort of a little something we can offer to our podcast listeners.
Oh, absolutely. We have the well-liked and expected code, 10% off on all iodine products. The code is IOD27. So, folks, that's IOD for iodine, 27. Gets you 10% on all iodine category products. That will be the topically everything, the C-aloe, even the Exela Premium, and
awesome.
So you'll find that at the www.life-enthusiast.com, or call us 1-866-543-3388, or I guess that's the best we have. If you want a direct number, is 775-299-4661.
Great. And if you want to listen to previous episodes of our radio show, you can, online radio show, you can head over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com, and all the shows are archived there, and we look forward to getting your comments. Leave some comments, let us know what you think. If you have any questions, we'll address them in an upcoming podcast episode. So, Martin, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to share this amazing information about iodine, and I look forward to learning more about it in our next show.
Thank you, Scott. This is Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.